The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Your home for up-to-the-minute market updates.
This is Business 1440.
KYCR, Golden Valley, a service of Salem Media Group.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Santa Ana winds that drove fires through two Southern California areas have died down, but the flames that destroyed dozens of homes continue to burn in their wake. In fact, a blaze in the San Fernando Valley area of Los Angeles was only about 13% contained as of this morning. That fire is also already blamed for burning down more than a dozen structures and causing damage to close to 20 others. President Trump set to address the Values Voters Summit once again tonight here in and causing damage to close to 20 others. President Trump set to address the Values Voters Summit once again tonight here in and causing damage to close to 20 others. President Trump said to address the Values Voters Summit once again tonight here and causing damage to close to 20 others. President Trump said to address the Values Voters Summit once again tonight here and causing damage to close to 20 others.
Okay, here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Minnesota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management. The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management. The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent
those of this station or its management. It's the King Banyan Show. As an educator and former legislator, Professor Banyan steps out of the classroom and onto the airwaves to break down the local and national economic news that matters to you.
Just say what you got, man.
It's the King Banyan Show on Business 1440. Now, here's King Banyan.
Good morning and welcome, King Banyan Show, Business 1440.
Here's to be with you.
And we're apparently we're experiencing a couple issues down at the mothership down in Eagan. Wyatt at the controls today. But we're all fine up here, a little chilly. I've got the 3 layers of clothes on, you know, that you what I call the bee jacket, right? The bee jacket is a jacket you wear in the wintertime when it's like 20 out, but you crack it out in fall when it gets to below 40. The A jacket lays in reserve because that's reserved for the really cold days. You don't, bringing out the A jacket in October is simply not done by the true Minnesotan. Now, we have people who move in because we're here at St. Cloud State University. We have faculty come and go each year. Many of them come from warmer places than Minnesota. In fact, most of them come from warmer places than Minnesota. And so we like to make fun of them when they crack out the A jacket in October. I remember a previous university president. Pardon? We had a university president who actually had the A jacket on in October. It's one of those with the snorkel hoods where it looks like it looks like the hood extends 6 inches in front of his face. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I think that's going to be a little bit rough for you because it's 30 outside, sir. We're tough people. But I'll tell you what, yesterday I had to go down to the state capitol for a meeting and come back. And as someone described it to me later in the day, it felt like we went through five seasons yesterday. All in one day, particularly if you were driving between St. Paul and St. Cloud. Lots of saints up here. Anyway, 651-289-4477. We are live. Okay, and if you want to make Wyatt's life even worse than it probably is with a bulky board right now, you could try calling. But if he doesn't answer it, it's not his fault. Okay? And I can't answer it because A, I'm talking to you, and B, I'm 80 miles away from the phone line. So, deal with that. I'll tell you what, though. Nothing makes me happier than this morning. I'm looking at the New York Times, and there's an interview with John Le Carré. He's got a new book coming out. Okay, what's more impressive? That it's his 25th book? It's supposed to be talking about Boris Johnson and Brexit? Or is it more impressive? The man is 88 years old and he's still writing and says he doesn't feel any loss of energy to write. I'll tell you what, that gives my heart hope. I'm a good quarter century younger than him, but I already start wondering how much longer will I be able to do what I do. And then I look at Le Carré and I'm like, shoot, I might have 25 more years. Could be fun. Anyway, if you see if you have a subscription to the New York Times, or if you see a copy, I think if you don't use the New York Times too often, you could probably read it without having a subscription. It's a wonderful interview with one of the great spy writers. I consider him one of the grandfathers of the field that's given us so many great books over the years. That you know, I have beach reading, and for me, Daniel Silva is summer beach reading. For some reason, John Le Carré has to be something savored at night while you're huddling under a blanket. Economic news of the week? Oh my gosh, there's so much. There is so much out there. You can't even believe it. Usually Job Saturday, which we did last week, don't forget, TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com is where you go to find the podcast for this show. Or if you need to stream us live, you can do it that way. Don't forget, this show replays on Sundays 9 to 11. So if you have to step away and you're not into the podcasty thing, you can certainly listen to us. You can certainly listen to us on a Sunday as well as on a Saturday. But if you're into the podcasty thing, then you can go find the podcast for this show and all the shows going back way, way back. They're on TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com. If you listened to us last week, it was Job Saturday, and I remember having things that I wanted to talk about that I couldn't possibly get to, including the fact that Ukraine's in the news a lot. Those of you who are new to the show, first of all, thank you and welcome. Maybe the cold weather today made you turn on the radio rather than go get your Saturday round of golf in. I think my Sunday round is probably scratched for this week, and I'm holding out hope for next week. But If you're new to the show, let me tell you a little bit about who I am, just so that you know some of the bona fides. I'm an economist. I've been teaching economics at St. Cloud State here in Minnesota since 1984, so I've been doing this a long time. I was hired to teach forecasting, so we talk about economic forecasts on the show. I also study monetary policy, and my very first paper was on the independence of central banks in Europe and the United States. That was written even before I came to St. Cloud. Then in the 90s, I worked on a grant for about 4 years, or excuse me, for 3 years, in back in Southern California. But our study was of monetary relations and land policies in Eastern Europe. I got to travel a fair amount, and as a result of that, in 1995, I was an advisor to the National Bank of Ukraine. So I spent a year living in Kyiv. It is a fabulous city. It doesn't look fabulous when you first arrive. It looks sort of like many of the regional provincial capitals of Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union. They were built in this very brutalist architecture, largely built that way because, A, there wasn't a whole lot of money. You needed to build fast, you needed to build quick, because at least through Kyiv and all the way to Stalingrad, the Germans had marched through, and the Soviets made the decision that they weren't going to leave anything behind, so they razed everything to the ground. So everything's built after World War II. But Kyiv is a beautiful, beautiful city. It's built along the Dnieper River. The banks are high on one side around it, and there are parks there. There is the old working class quarters down along the river. There's a beautiful market down there, and then if you go up the hill through an area called Podol, you end up at a beautiful church along that street. Was at one time the home of Igor Bulgakov. If you ever want to read what I consider to be the single best book about the Russian Revolution of 1917-1918, it's White Guard by Bulgakov. And his home is there. It is the home of Russia, really, because Kyiv was founded before Moscow. So as I read stories about Zelensky and Trump and Giuliani and two guys named Igor and Lev, who apparently traded in lots of things, including it would appear marijuana, I find myself reminiscing about a beautiful city in a country that, frankly, after 25 years of corruption, which when I was in Kyiv in the 90s, it was pretty well known to be a fairly corrupt place. I remember advising somebody here in the United States who wanted to do business in Ukraine to do construction work, and they told me their plans, and I tried to stop them, but he was barreling through, and says, no, wait, King, I want to tell you everything. Regarding the paying of bribes. We don't pay bribes. And I said, I would advise you not to fly to Ukraine. That was all we said. We had a nice dinner. They picked up the check, went home, never had another conversation with those people again. Well, I take that back. I had another conversation with them, but it wasn't about Ukraine. That was the end of that. And so it's no wonder to me, as I read this, and it's my one veer into politics, you would be hard-pressed to go into any international lobbying firm in Washington and find that none of them had ever been to Ukraine. It's a large country. It has as many people in it as France. In fact, maybe I think a couple million more. It's not very rich, but it's a very fertile place. There's still plenty of cropland. The breadbasket of the Soviet Union, it was referred to. And it has large mineral deposits. Okay, something from international, from the economics of developing countries, pointed out by many people. This is sometimes called the resource curse. When a country has large deposits of natural resources, land, minerals, they tend to end up with governments that are corruptible and are corrupted by the fact that the people who actually produce and own those mines and or that farmland can't hide it from you. They can't move. You can just go in and grab it when you're the leader. Ukraine was always and will always be a country susceptible to levels of corruption higher than many other countries, because all of the wealth of the country is concentrated in fixed assets, truly fixed, immovable assets. You can't move a coal mine. You can't hide it. Everybody knows where it is, and everybody figures out how to use the law to grab it. You can't move farmland. So, of course, the place is corrupted. I'm not making excuses. I'm giving you the reality of this. It would appear President Zelensky might make movements toward corruption, but I will tell you from my own history, when I was at the National Bank of Ukraine, the governor of the National Bank of Ukraine was Viktor Yushchenko. Yushchenko, of course, was the person who eventually became president through the Orange Revolution, one of the color revolutions back in the early 2000s. And many people who know of my work in Ukraine know it not because of what I did while I was there, because of comments I made during the Orange Revolution. I will say I had dinner a few times with then Governor Yushchenko, later President Yushchenko, and I thought he was truly a reformer. He was not immune to this, and the system eventually took him down. There's lots of hopes now right now for Zelensky, but it's not cynicism, but I'm just saying, after 23 years of experience with the country, I'm going to maintain my academic skepticism to thinking that anything there will ever be improved. So, with that, I'm not going to talk any more about Ukraine, but I thought you'd want to know a few minutes because of my own personal connections to the place. And some of my history there. We'll get back after this. We'll start talking about some other news of the week. Big week in economic news around the world, and a big day coming Monday, of course, as the Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences is going to be announced on Monday. Who's going to win it? Actually, this is the tale of a story foretold. We'll tell you that just after this. King Banyan Show, Business 1440.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base faster than you can keep up.
It's as if they have a back room of digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one. And it's not a pretty sight.
What if you could beat them with your own minions? You need Salem Surround, a full-service digital agency with all your digital marketing under one roof. When a potential customer searches for your product, do they find your business or the competition? Is your contact information accurate and everywhere it should be to reach today's digital consumer? Does your website have all the right tools to turn visitors into leads? We've got some solutions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and to help get your message in front of today's digital audience. We'll help deliver customers by putting your business message in the right place at the right time. Don't just invest in a marketing strategy. You need to surround your target audience. Learn more at surroundmsp.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Economic uncertainty, terrorism, nuclear instability.
The United States faces these and many other global dangers nearly every day. While it may seem like our biggest threats are beyond our borders, we face even greater risks against the U.S. Constitution and the rule of law here at home.
Radical socialism, illegal immigration, social infighting,
These dangers plague the bedrock of this great nation. We are facing a war for America's soul. And now is the time to rise up to defend our economic viability and way of life. Join Business 1440 on Tuesday, October 22nd at the Crown Plaza Air in Bloomington for the War for America's Soul Tour. With Dennis Prager and Larry Elder teaming up, you will be equipped with intelligent answers to the culture assaults we face. VIP tickets are already sold out, and preferred seating is filling up fast. So visit TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com today.
This event is supported by Serenity Home Interiors.
Hello, I'm Mark Stoneman, president of WNAV Audiovisual. WNAV Audiovisual provides equipment and technicians for events of all sizes, from a handful of people to large ballrooms and convention centers as well. We also provide installation services for churches, schools, and corporations. No matter how many people are at your event, WNAV has the technicians and expertise along with the equipment to make each event successful. Audiovisual services include equipment such as sound systems, microphones, projection systems with screens, laptops, draping, lighting, and all the related equipment, and also web streaming services, so your meeting can go beyond the four walls of your space. WNAV Audiovisual, where your meeting is our business. Please contact us at wnav-video.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Ooh, King Banyan Show, Business 1440. (651) 289-4477 our number. We're live today. It is traditional Columbus Day. I know, we're not supposed to celebrate that anymore. We're not. It's Saturday. We're not celebrating. Indeed, we've decided to turn traditional Columbus Day into winter. Winter! What are we doing? Anyway. Glad you could be with us. There is so much going on. We're going to talk about the trade. We're going to talk about the trade deal, or half a trade deal, or 40% of a trade deal, or whatever it is that they did yesterday, whatever it is they've agreed to. There's really, really interesting things happening on that front right now, and I will have that all for you. We're going to talk about a couple of things as well, because we spent last week taking some time talking about Brexit, and of course, just as soon as we say, boy, it looks like the deal might be happening, then on Monday, in classic fashion, there's a phone call between Angela Merkel and Boris Johnson, after which Boris says, in essence, well, they've told me there's really no deal, so okay, good, we're going to no-deal Brexit. Everyone's like, whoa, wait, you can't do that. You can't do that because we have this thing called the Benn Act, and the Benn Act says that you have to ask for an extension. You can't go out on October 31st without asking for an extension. And, of course, the EU will give it to you. But fascinatingly, somewhere in the background, and apparently rather quietly, Boris Johnson's people were talking to the people in the Republic of Ireland, and on Thursday, Boris arrives in Dublin for a visit with Leo Varadkar, the president. Okay, so I'm not going to try to pronounce Gaelic. That's Ed Morrissey's job. That's not mine. And he says, and they have a meeting for a couple hours. And afterwards, and I don't know that I've got this clip, Wyatt. If the Varadkar clip is there, it's like the little 22-second clip of Leo Varadkar is there, I would play that. But if it's not there, it's okay. But basically, he comes out the... So I'm going to wait to see if I get a message saying it's there. But Varadkar comes out and basically says, well, we got a long way to go. There's lots to be discussed. But I heard some really good things today, and I now believe that we could get a deal. I now believe we could get a deal. So everyone's like, well, what does that mean? I don't know. So Varadkar goes to Brussels, talks to Michel Barnier. And Barnier goes to talk to Michel Barnier and reports on what was the conversation between him and Boris Johnson the day before on Thursday. Okay, so Barnier comes out of this meeting and is, of course, confronted by the cameras and the microphones. And if we could, Wyatt, let's just go ahead and play. This is Michel Barnier Friday. It would have been early morning our time, but it was about midday Friday Brussels time. Play that clip, please.
Constructive meeting with Steve Barclay, the British team. And now I'm going to debrief the 27 ambassadors and the Brexit steering group of the Parliament. But as already said, that the Brexit is like climbing a mountain. We need vigilance, determination, and patience.
So this quote, you know, Brexit is like climbing a mountain, plays, because everyone's like, well, it's not going to happen. They keep promising us this so many times before. So I had the timing slightly wrong. So Varadkar had shown up, had talked to him, and then Stephen Barclay, who's Boris Johnson's minister for the Brexit negotiations, flies in yesterday morning, Friday morning, and says, and they have a conversation to sort of figure out, okay, so what are the details of what it is you're trying to propose? And there's some speculation on what this means, and there's a lot of give and take happening between them. But then there's two additional clips that happen. So these played about 2 p.m. our time. This was the evening news last night on BBC 4 in London playing. And so there are a couple cuts from this that happen later on. One of them is Boris Johnson, who is visiting a school. They got pictures of him painting tigers with kindergartners and so forth. And so someone puts a microphone in front of him and starts asking questions about Brexit. This is Boris Johnson, play cut number one.
Can you still promise, for example, that Northern Ireland will come out of the EU customs union?
Well, I can certainly tell you that under no circumstances will we see anything that damages the ability of the whole of the United Kingdom to take full advantage of Brexit.
Can you tell me categorically that Northern Ireland is leaving the EU customs union?
I think it would be wrong of me to give a running commentary on the negotiations.
What did that sound like to you? That sounded like a man trying to grab himself some wiggle room. Okay? He is asked, you know, we're going to just play. I'm hoping you can play that again, Wyatt. I want to go back and just play the first answer. I don't need the second one. But when he's asked a direct question, listen to the answer. Play that first answer again.
Can you still promise, for example, that Northern Ireland will come out of the EU customs union?
Well, I can certainly tell you that under no circumstances will we see anything that damages the ability of the whole of the United Kingdom to take full advantage of Brexit.
Can you?
All right. That was not an answer of yes, they're coming out of the EU customs union. Here's the arrangement that appears to be developing within them. So there's a value-added tax within the EU. There's a value-added tax in the UK. They are different. They are currently one rate, but part of the UK's determination of what will happen post-Brexit is they would like to reduce the rate. They would like to have lower tax rates than the rest of the EU. Now, they still want to have goods flow through the two countries, through both the Northern Ireland and the Republic. And so what they're proposing to do is to draw a, is to say any goods that come in through Belfast or any other port in the north, in Northern Ireland, will be assessed a tax at the EU's rate. And if it should turn out that good is sold within Northern Ireland or any place else in the UK, the importer will be able to apply for a rebate between the EU and the UK's tariff rate. That's the technical solution that they've been talking about. Now, here's the problem. The EU didn't like that deal before. And at one point, the DUP, the partners with the Tories in the British government, did not like this deal at one time. It now appears that the DUP, okay, this is the Northern Irish Party that is a partner with the Conservatives and with which Boris Johnson and before him Theresa May were able to pass legislation. It appears that they're now saying, yeah, given some conditions, we could live with that. Remember, the one thing they really want is they want to reopen the Northern Irish Parliament, to which they've had a derogation of certain powers, including the tax rate, including certain taxes, certain spending. They want it reopened. It's been closed for 2 years. There have been various pitches of how it is that they could do that. They've had a couple ideas that have gone between the EU and the UK that have not been satisfactory to one side or the other. But it appears right now that that particular deal might pass. And the reason I say that is I want to play the one other cut from this piece from BBC Newsnight last night. And this is Donald Tusk, who's the president of the European Union, who has been a real sourpuss about Brexit. But see if you hear me. Let's put cut number three, please.
There's no guarantee of success, and the time is practically up. But even the slightest chance must be used. A no-deal Brexit will never be the choice of the EU.
Right. So he's saying we're never going to say fine, go ahead and leave without a deal. If you do it, you're doing it on your own. But there's just that's a door that's open a crack. And so relative to what we talked about last week, I think this week's developments, and these developments particularly just in the last 48 hours, are giving a number of people some hope that a deal could be had. So what they're doing now is basically Tusk has told Michel Barnier, the negotiator, get into a room with the UK's people. Don't come out until either there is a deal or you've decided there can't be a deal. Okay, they refer to it as the tunnel. They go into the tunnel. And when they come out the other side of the tunnel, they're supposed to have a deal in hand, or they have failed. And they because they have to negotiate this, because the next meeting of the EU where it has to happen is actually on Thursday and Friday of this coming week, they either have to get this done this week, or we'll find out whether or not Boris can really take them out without a deal on the 31st. This was the week that it's going to be, and believe me, we're going to talk about it next week. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Napa know-how. This October, it's no trick. A 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil is just $26.99. Plus, get a treat, a $10 Visa gift card. Because the only thing spookier than ghouls and ghosts is engine sludge. That's Mobil 1 5-quart jugs for $26.99 plus $10 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 10/31/19.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now,
you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-9446.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-9446. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-9446. 1-800-424-9446.
Students come to Online Trading Academy for many reasons. Some love their jobs but don't make enough money to live the life they dream about. Some aren't happy with their job and hope for something better. And others invest and trade but just need a better path to improve their returns. We even have students who have never invested or traded before, and they might not even know a stock from a rock, but dream of having extra income. There are better income opportunities than trading your time for money. It's time to learn those skills. Join us at Online Trading Academy so we can show you the path to your financial freedom. Attend a free investing class near you. Call now, 952-814-4410. Again, 952-814-4410, or go to learnwithota.com. Again, learnwithota.com.
Online Trading Academy Radio.
Blue Ox Heating and Air.
Your old heating and cooling system could be costing you money. BOGO, BOGO, BOGO. Buy a high-efficiency furnace and get an air conditioner for free. That's right, free. Plus 18 months no interest and no payments for qualified buyers. Hurry, this offer expires October 15th. See GoBlueOx.com for details.
Blue Ox Heating and Air. Legendary service, install and repair. We'll fix anything with legendary care.
Welcome back, King Banyan Show. This is 1440. Thank you. This is good stuff. Any early 70s soul music is always, or 68, 69. That's always welcome here on this show. We're Wyatt's learning on the spot, and he's picked up some things very fast, including figure out some of my musical taste. I'm probably the only car in St. Cloud cruising around to the Sound of Philadelphia music on my Bluetooth and through the phone. Anyway, 651-289-4477, number to call, questions, comments. Let's do some other news of the week. This is just our usual during every show. Again, if you're new to the show, you now know. You know a little bit about me, economics professor, currently actually serving as dean of the School of Public Affairs up at St. Cloud State. I sit up here in St. Cloud, and someone sits down in Eagan, and somehow the magic happens through the miracle of the internet and some prestidigitation down in Eagan. I was at the Twin Cities chapter for the Institute for Supply Management on Tuesday doing a forecast about the Minnesota economy. I've got about 5 of these talks lined up in the next 3 to 4 weeks. So I've been working through my slide deck, and I'll tell you how it happens. I take the slide deck, and when I see something, so I have a stop slide, and behind the stop slide are all the things that I'm not putting in the presentation for that day. And so that when I do two things. One, when I get a new piece of news, I go, or I see a new chart, they go, oh, that's really interesting. I throw it on a slide and stick it in the stack. And then the night before a talk, I start looking through the stack. And if I see something that's like, okay, that's out of date, I take it out and I go through the ones that are below the stop slide. and see if there's anything I want to pull up into it, reorder it, and so forth. So that my slides are always an edited version of the slides that I've used before. It gives me some comfort in doing presentations, particularly when I'm having to do multiple ones in a week or two. Don't forget, if you are interested in me or that kind of work, it's just Banyan.net is how you find Banyan.net's how you find me if you're interested in that. Or you find me through the university, stcloudstate.edu/kbanyan. That's my university page. You're certainly welcome to look there as well. But I gave a presentation to ISM, and they do the purchasing manager indexes, and I talked a lot about those last week. The consumer confidence numbers came out this week, and they actually were better than expected. The CPI numbers came out, and they would indicate that we're actually still with headline CPI inflation at 2.4%, above the Fed's target of 2%. Right now, yes, I know they target the PCE deflator. They do not target CPI inflation. PPI, the producer price index inflation, came in below, but versus last year, PPI is right. Core PPI is right at the 2% target level. Transportation costs begin to fall, but I think that's because transportation, which I consider to be, you know, truck miles to be a leading indicator, that leading indicator is basically just saying that fewer manufacturing goods are traveling back and forth. I had an exchange with one of our listeners off air by email, who heard me say last week that from that ISM number that it's 42.9 on the manufacturing number that you need to get to in order to declare that you're entering a recessionary level, that the growth rate is still a little too is still positive, though in the 1.5 to 2% range. A GDP forecast for third quarter, which ended on September 30th and will be announced here, the initial estimates will be announced in about 2.5 weeks, are in that 1.5 to 2% range. I'm probably going to be closer to the 1.5 than the 2. I'm a little bit negative about what number's coming out right now. And so that was the information I was trying to communicate to ISM, and it's sort of my baseline forecast right now is 2020 figures to be slower than 2019. 2019 is slower than it was in 2018. And if you look at the inversion of the yield curve and you use the normal timings from the inversion of August, you could expect that a recession is going to start. Your best guess would be November of December or December of next year. There will be an attempt to announce a recession happening in order to influence the election. I fully expect that. I discount that. But because of how recessions are officially counted, and I want to make sure I told you this, because I know listeners look at these types of actions through a political lens. Let me say to you this. The way a business cycle is dated, and really that's all it is. The business cycle isn't measured. It doesn't. You can draw graphs of things, but what's the graph that you're drawing? What is that number? We have something called coincident economic indicators, which is a composite of four measures for output, sales, employment, and industrial production. We can use that, output, sales, income, and industrial production. You can use that number, that composite. But frankly, that composite's just that. It's just an index number that we think gives us a fairly good measure of the strength of the overall economy at any time. But there is a group out there, mostly academic economists. There are a couple non-academics in the group who meet under the auspices of the National Bureau for Economic Research. NBER was created after World War II explicitly for the purpose of defining what a business cycle was and providing historical dates for recessions that could be looked at alongside the Great Depression. It has had that task ever since. It was for a little while quasi-governmental. Now it's purely private operated. NBER is actually an office at Columbia University and in New York City. And they have a group that goes under the name the Business Cycle Dating Committee. Okay. Doesn't that sound like fun? Hi, I'm a member of the Business Cycle Dating Committee. Well, good for you. Buy me a drink. The Business Cycle Dating Committee is going to study and tell you when the peak of the expansion was. That can only be done retrospectively. And it takes a fairly regular way of doing that. It's pretty transparent. Every time they meet, they issue minutes and they tell you what they saw, and they'll say, well, we think that, okay, we see slowing, but we don't see enough to tell us when the peak was. That committee will not issue a report announcing the business cycle peak. If it happens in 2020, it will not issue until 2021. The only way you could get announcement of a recession that happens before the 2020 elections would be if the recession started sometime in spring of 2020. All right? I'm here to tell you, I don't believe that's going to happen. If there's to be a recession in 2020, it will be in the second half. I think it's either Q4 or it's going to be the first or second quarters of 2021. Those dates make the more sense to me. They're consistent with the inverted yield curve. They're consistent with a lot of other information that's out there. What they are not consistent with is a recession that starts sometime in the spring of 2020. Okay, I'm pretty confident on that particular forecast. Slowing, yes, all right, but 1.5% growth of GDP is not a recession and will not show up as a recession in the work that gets done by this Business Cycle Dating Committee. So take a little time, catch a breath, and understand this market's got a ways to go before it starts turning into a deeper recession. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
Business 1440 is KYCR, Golden Valley.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Social Security is with you through life's journey. Get to know us at socialsecurity.gov. We are there, day one, with baby names and a gift that lasts a lifetime. We are there as you grow, protecting you and those you love. We are there when you get your first job, helping you to save for the future. We are there when you marry your sweetheart, to help secure your new life together. We are there if the unexpected happens, to help you see life from a new perspective. We are there when you start your next chapter to make sure you get off to a great start. And we are there when you lose your soulmate to help make sure you will be all right. We are with you through life's journey. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. Get to know us and see what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Pro-life across America, the Billboard people.
Did you know you were kicking in your mommy's tummy before you were born?
We were?
Yep, I just learned at school that babies move and kick before they're even born.
No wonder we're so good at soccer.
That's right, kids. A preborn baby is moving about and even kicking just 14 weeks from conception. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of information and alternatives to abortion, or you'd like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773, 1-800-366-7773, or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard
Welcome back, King Daniel Show. This is 1440. Good to be with you. Yeah, that's good stuff. Hey, I want to check in and see what's going on. We're going to be down at a week from Tuesday. Wow, it's coming up fast. We only got what? This is 10 days away from Dennis Prager and Larry Elder live. Gonna be fun. Now, we've sold out the VIP tickets for dinner. This is 10 days from now. This is Tuesday, October 22nd. Dennis Prager, Larry Elder at the Crown Plaza Air in Bloomington. Gonna be fun. Brought by Serenity Home Interiors. Thank you, Serenity, for hosting that event. There's some seats up in the front, preferred tickets. You can get those still, or you can just come in and for $25 get the wisdom of Dennis and Larry. Probably there for talking for. Are you kidding, Dennis Prager? Can he do it? Can he do anything for less than 2 hours? I don't know. Could be a late night. Anyway, you really are going to want to be there for this, okay? Go to TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com. Click on the link. You'll be right there on the banner in the top on the left half of the page. Just click that banner, and you're going to find a way to get yourself tickets to get there, okay? I am thinking these might run out, okay? The dinner went really, really fast, so I wouldn't wait if I were you. I'd go ahead and get those tickets. Yes, I'll be there along with the rest of the Northern Alliance, Mitch Berg and Brad Carlson. Don't forget to listen to Mitch today at 1 o'clock on our sister station, AM 1280 The Patriot. And thank you for doing that. Oh, gosh, I'm not even sure I know where I want to go next. I'm still following the Brexit story through some channels here. We'll get here. Oh, you know what? I am going to talk about this because this is probably my only chance. I'll miss talking about this story. There was mid afternoon on Friday a story that because of the trade deal, because of the back and forth on Brexit, because of the intrigue in D.C. over Ukraine, probably slid under the radar, but might be worth noting. They have had, okay, and this was reported on Bloomberg yesterday afternoon, mid-afternoon. Facebook's Libra loses MasterCard Visa in cascade of exit. Facebook's effort to create a cryptocurrency was dealt a blow on Friday after several key partners, including MasterCard, Visa, eBay, Stripe, and Mercado Pago, abandoned the project. The defections followed fierce criticism from global regulators and lawmakers and have prompted some industry watchers to question whether the LIBRA program can survive. The news comes days before the LIBRA Association, the group that will oversee the digital currency, prepares to convene its members and ask them to sign a charter agreement. That meeting is slated to take place on Monday in Geneva. A LIBRA Association spokeswoman said on Friday that the gathering will proceed as planned and that it would announce the first list of official partners once a formal charter is signed. Friends, I think this might be falling apart. I was at a town hall event with President Neil Kashkari here at St. Cloud State. President of my university, Dr. Robin Wacker, was moderating the event, and one I think it was a student asked a question about Bitcoin, and President Kashkari responded, "Cryptocurrency is a farce." Of all the things he said in that hour, there were several interesting things he said. I think I'm not going to have time to get to those things this week, and I don't have any of the audio, and I'm trying to grab some of the audio from that so that you can hear a little bit of what he said. But of all the things he said, that's the one that got the most Twitter and internet attention, was cryptocurrency is a farce. Okay. I don't think Facebook is a farce, but I don't think LIBRA is a farce. I don't think Bitcoin is a farce. Money is an asset that is used by many people as a medium of exchange. Money is an asset for which the key distinguishing characteristic is it's widely accepted as a medium of exchange. Crypto just means that it doesn't leave a trail for governments to follow. So why would we be surprised if governments turn around and say, well, then we don't want you to have, because we like having currencies we can trace and follow. We like those. Why would we want you not to have that? And maybe MasterCard and Visa and eBay have realized that they don't want to fight the government. That reminds me of something else happening out there, too, involving basketball. We'll talk about that in the next hour as well here on the King Banyan Show on Business 1440.
We're facing culture attacks, both beyond and within our borders. Now is the time to rise up to defend the values we hold dear. On Tuesday the 22nd, Larry Elder and Dennis Prager team up for the War for America's Soul Tour at the Crown Plaza Air in Bloomington. VIP tickets are already sold out, so reserve your seats before they're gone at TwinCitiesBusinessRadio.com.
This event is supported by Serenity Home Interiors.
Mitch Berg from the Northern Alliance here for Kingdom Builders. You've heard them on this station. They say they're not great salesmen, just great roofers. But if you're a homeowner, you've heard the horror stories from your neighbors about roofers who were great salesmen, but terrible roofers, about contractors with no integrity. So my first call was to the roofers who make their integrity the center, not just of their business, but of their lives. That's the Kingdom Builders. And yeah, they are great roofers. I have a challenging roof. Third floor, lots of details, and it was last re-roofed when I was just out of high school. And yet, from the moment they showed up, I had the confidence. I wasn't just going to get a great roof. I wasn't going to get that heartburn you get when trying out a new contractor. So, yeah, they are great roofers and genuinely great people to work with. And I have the nicest looking roof on my block. So call 612-900-9166. That's 612-900-9166. Or find them online at thekingdombuilders.net. Tell them Mitch Berg sent you and he loves his new roof.
Give me your computer problems a boot. Arby's Computer Service.
When you want your computer fixed right the first time, Arby's is the place.
Hi, this is Randy from Arby's Computer Service. Why is it that your cell phone is replaced every 2 to 3 years with no thought about cost, but when it comes to your computer in your office, you try and hold out 5 to 6 years or longer to do the same?
Arby's.
Arby's Computer Service.
What is that loss in productivity doing to your bottom line? Do you know that we can sell you a brand new commercial computer that is super fast for less than the cost of your new iPhone or Android phone? Why are you waiting? Call us today. We can be reached at 763-441-3884. That's 763-441-3884. Or on the web at rbsmn.com.
Giving your computer problems the boot. Arby's Computer Service.
Let's face it, life can get busy. Between work, trips to the cabin on the weekends, keeping your eye on the markets, with everything going on, convenience usually comes at a premium. But Business 1440 is here to make things a bit easier. With the iHeartRadio app, you can stream your favorite shows anytime, anywhere, and it's free. Download iHeartRadio from the App Store or listen online at iHeartRadio.com and stay connected with your best financial partner wherever you go. Business 1440.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.